Hello.
Yeah, hi, good morning. Is this John?
No.
Are you related to John Nevins?
Yes, how can I help you?
Hi,
Do you need to
just
speak with him?
again?
Sorry, I said, do you need to speak with him?
Are you his home health aide or something like that?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Hi. So my name is Chaya. I'm calling from Family First Home Care. I see that he used to be with our agency, and for some reason he switched over in January to a different agency. I just wanted to let you know that we're able to negotiate with pay rates from other agencies. Would you like
Okay.
that?
Yes.
Okay. How many hours are you working for him per week?
It was 94.
94 hours?
Yes.
And he has more than one aide or just you?
More than 1-8.
How many aides?
It was 3, but right now it's only 2.
Oh, and you're looking for another one? Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, we can help you find one. How many
Well,
hours is a patient approved for in total?
24 hours.
Oh, 24 hour. Okay, so you do 94 hours, and how many hours were the other two doing?
Oh, I'm not sure.
So 24 hour case, 3 aides.
Yeah,
And how many are
that's
you earning per hour? How many are you earning per hour now from
What
that
am I making an
agency?
hour?
Yeah.
Familiar room. I'm with Familiar Rural Home Care that's located in Bensalem, and they start you off with 13.
13. And you're currently at 13?
Yes.
We might be able to do more than that. Let me check what I could offer you. Give me just a minute. Which county are you in?
But
In Bucks County?
yes.
All right, let me check. Let me just, can I put you on a brief hold?
Sure.
Yeah, thank you. Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, so how about we bring you up to 1350 per hour, and then after 40 hours we pay overtime, which is time and a half.
That sounds reasonable.
Uh-huh.
Is it still paid weekly?
Yeah, we absolutely, every single Friday you're gonna have the money in your bank account, or we can do a check, however you prefer. And then we're gonna take care of the transfer and everything. And being that the patient already was with our agency, it's gonna be very smooth and easy. And we can help you find a third aide as well.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, yes, we can do that. Yes.
Great. So can we go ahead and switch you guys over?
Yes.
Amazing. Okay, let me take your information. So what would be your name?
Vaseem Palmer.
Palmer, Palmer.
Yes.
Okay, and what's your first name?
Vaseem, Basim.
Basim. So your first name is Palmer, and the last name is Basim?
No. Basim Palmer.
Oh, all right. Basin as in Nancy.
M as in monkey.
Okay. And what is your phone number?
609-783-3764.
3764. Okay. And what about the other caregiver?
I'm not too familiar with them. We don't really cross paths.
Uh-huh.
Because the one that we, it was three, and the other one that left, I normally, that was normally my release, so I never really seen the other one.
Uh-huh. Okay, so but we're sure going to have to switch over the other eight as well.
Okay.
So, you don't have the
phone
number?
I would see if they would want to. I would have John, which is the patient. I would have him see, call the caregiver to see if they would want to switch. But I know I would want to switch.
Uh-huh. You want to switch. Well, if you switch, then we're switching over the patient with all the aides. So...
Well, I know part of his hours, maybe if they don't even want to switch, now I know some of his hours may still be at the other agency.
It's gonna make issues. It's gonna be problematic if they stay with the other agency.
Okay.
Is John with you right now?
No, I'm actually not there.
I
could call him on a three-way.
Yeah, do that so we can get this done. That would be great.
Can I give you a call right back?
Yes. Do you have my phone number? The one I just called you from.
Yes.
Yeah.
How about 17425?
Correct.
I will give you a call.
Perfect. Thank you.
No problem.